But first, let's hear from Dr. Joseph Servin, who we turn to every now and then to dig into the latest conversations and research in the medical world. Dr. Servin is a neurologist at the Mayo Clinic and KJZZ's medical commentator. And today we discuss placebos. Some new research out of Germany used something called honest placebos to explore just how effective they are. Here's Dr. Servin with more.
So honest placebo simply means that the patient, the person who's in the clinical trial, knows that what they're taking, this pill, is meaningless, or at least is perceived to be meaningless. Most placebo-controlled trials use a placebo, but the patient or the person in the trial has no idea that it's actually a placebo. In this concept, the idea is that the person taking it knows exactly that this is a placebo. And that gets around the very sticky issue of ethics, of the fact of not knowing when you're experimented on and when you are. Right. And that was what was very fascinating for them to do a trial on something so common using the honest placebo.
Right. And they found that these people were, first of all, patients experiencing low back pain. And they found that even taking this honest, quote unquote, placebo, they reported like a positive response to relieving the pain.
Yeah. And that's what the amazing part about it. They compared people with just typical treatment and taking what people knew to be a placebo. It was filler. There was nothing special about it. And compared it to those who just were doing chronic treatment. And the people who took the honest placebo reported feeling better with regards to their treatment. Now, there is one little caveat when they compared the x-rays and the mobility, like really objective signs, whether you can move or do anything with low back pain, that didn't change. But the subjective sense of pain did change. And people who were taking the honest placebo felt better with treatment when they took the honest placebo, even though those without didn't. And that's what's really fascinating about this trial.
That is fascinating and sort of inexplicable to me. Like, is there an explanation to this that makes sense to you?
I think that this really opens up the whole doorway to this issue of mindfulness and the mind-body connection. We know that symptoms like pain, which are real, but they are amplified by emotion or by the psychological state of the person, how you feel, can be impacted if you have better thoughts or more positive thinking, or you kind of have a way to manage that emotion that gets tied up into it. And so to some degree, this is really telling us about the powerful ways that the mind can sway you to a better health outcome for something as simple and unpleasant as low back pain.
Okay, so then this brings us to another question, which you alluded to before, which is the ethics of the way that most trials, unlike this one, work, which is not telling patients that they're being given a placebo. And this is the way almost the entire system functions, right?
Exactly. I mean, to get a drug approved, you are typically in a randomized trial. And in the randomized trial, that means you take real drug and you take a placebo. Now, patients may know that they have a 30% or a 25% chance of taking the placebo, but typically neither the doctor nor the patient knows it. This gets around that whole issue, because if you know that you're taking the placebo, that gets around that whole ethics. What's fascinating about this is that it tells you that the placebo effect is powerful enough that it can register in a clinical trial. And it makes you wonder how drugs that get approved, if they don't have a strong enough signal, if they're not good enough, they may get drowned out, especially when there's an element of pain that's being evaluated, mm-hmm. because the placebo effect is so strong. And this is just another one of those reminders that, hey, how do you account for that? And it may tell you why certain drugs may not make it to market, or why certain drugs do, depending on how you take advantage of this placebo effect.
So is there a movement or any kind of effort in the medical community to use more of this honest placebo type testing, because it seems to work just as well?
Well, one of the things that as I was looking up with regards to this topic, what was surprising to me is that this wasn't the first trial that employed it. This is actually one of several that have come out in this direction. So that tells me that people have latched on to this concept that we really should be looking at this honest placebo effect. And in all the trials that have been reported, it's been a positive effect. Now more to come in the future as we take a look what happens with this.
All right. That is Dr. Joseph Servin, neurologist with the Mayo Clinic, and of course, KJZZ's own medical commentator. Dr. Servin, thank you so much for joining us.
A pleasure, Lauren.